It's a Sonic 102.9 presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show.
Yo, yo, what's up, Lane?
Sublime with Rome frontman Rome Ramirez. How are you, man?
Pretty good, man. How about yourself?
Excited to see you guys run the Boonstock lineup. You guys will be in town this weekend.
Hell yeah, man. We're stoked.
Now, for a lot of us, this is going to be our first time seeing Sublime with you.
Yep.
Why don't you start off by giving us a little bit of your musical background, how you fell into this whole thing?
Well, basically, I was recording at a studio in Orange County, and I run into Eric because he was doing a demo at the same studio for one of the side bands. We just started hanging out, jamming, and smoking. After a while, we'd play his house parties and, you know, play a Sublime song every now and again. And I guess he saw something in me and called me up one day, you know, and popped a question to me. It's like, would you be down to play
Marry
Sublime?
Me?
And I was like, hell yeah, totally. It just felt right. Felt real organic and natural. And
now, of course, you guys are playing at Boonstock this weekend. What can we expect? Do you guys kind of play a mix of, you know, is it all stuff from Yours Truly, or is it sort of a mix of, you know, old Sublime stuff and some of the stuff from the upcoming record?
Oh, yeah, man. It's a total shuffle up. You know, there's so many great old Sublime songs, so got to play those, man, of course. And then we have our new record, Yours Truly, and can't wait to play for Canada, for sure.
Rome Ramirez of Sublime with Rome, you actually took on kind of a courageous challenge. Here's a band that, you know, had a very loyal following. The lead singer passes away from an overdose, and then Bradley Nowell, I mean, those are big shoes to fill. I'm kind of curious how the band is being received by fans.
To us, we're always playing the shows and just getting the best reception, but if we go online and look at certain videos and shit, I'm sure we can find the exact opposite of that. But to our faces, man, when we're jamming, you know, playing these sold-out shows, having these kids come up to us and tell us that this is the best concert they've ever been to, I mean, we couldn't really take it as anything less than positive.
Well, certainly. I mean, Sublime is legendary, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, you know, to have somebody, you know, a new member come and breathe new life into the band, you know, it's exciting, right?
It's pretty awesome, man. I'm super excited about it.
Now, Yours Truly comes out next month. Well, actually, I say next month. It's less than 2 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, we're so stoked for it. It keeps it true to the Sublime sound, but challenges it like Sublime always has.
Well, yeah, Panic is pretty much the only song that I've heard. Is that a pretty accurate representation of what we can expect from Yours Truly?
I mean, there's all different kinds of songs on the album. If you listen to a Sublime album, like a previous one, and then pick one song off it, you can pretty much guarantee that that's not how it's going to be for the entire album.
Yeah.
Because there's songs like Wrong Way, and on the same album, there's songs like Seed, and on the same album, there's songs like Under My Voodoo, and on the same album, there's songs like What I Got. Like, it's a roller coaster and a journey through great music, and that's just exactly how it is for Yours Truly. It's very eclectic, but true, right down to the bone. The true essence of what Sublime has always been.
Again, Rome Ramirez of Sublime with Rome is joining us on the phone. I'm actually curious, what kinds of things are you guys listening to these days? Are you inspired mostly by new stuff? Is it old stuff? What would I find in your iPod?
It's like a toss-up of both, man. Bud's been listening to like the new Tool album, and she's been digging on The Damned a lot. I've been listening to Wiz Khalifa, Bad Brains. I find myself kind of getting into that whole dubstep kind of scene. It sounds pretty cool when done right. I know Eric's been listening to the Tim and Eric soundtrack a lot. That's actually pretty funny if you ask me. The Stooges, he's been listening to the Stooges a lot too.
Well, you guys are performing this weekend at the Boonstock Festival with, A Perfect Circle. A ton of bands in this lineup. USS, is there anybody in particular that you're anxious to see?
Dude, A Perfect Circle, man, for sure. Anything with Maynard is awesome to me. I can't wait to see my boys, the Dirty Heads. We're definitely playing with them again, and I can't wait for that.
Can we expect some guest appearances there as well?
For sure. I haven't done Lay Me Down in forever, so I'd be stoked to get up there and jam out with the Heads again. It's been a minute.
So any chance of future collaborations in that vein?
With Dirty Heads? Oh, totally.
Yeah?
Yeah, most definitely, man.
Excellent. Well, hey, totally looking forward to the show this weekend. Thank you so much for chatting with us. It's been great.
Totally, man. Appreciate it.
It's a Sonic 102.9 presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show.